Well, it's hard to believe it's only 2 days after Christmas. Some of us are still riding high on the Christmas train. Some of us have already gotten caught back up in the tangled web which is our lives. Didn't take long. Mary and Joseph did not have long to catch their breath either, if you feel like you've already kind of gotten re-submerged back into the challenges. Listen to their story. This is from Matthew chapter 2. It's immediately after the visit of the Magi, the wise men, which we think, give or take, you know, under 2 years after when Jesus was born. Maybe a year and a half. It's hard to know. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." Now, this is not something that happens to most new mothers. A death threat on their infant child within a year or so of birth. Joseph is awoken by a dream to flee in the middle of the night to a foreign land, to Egypt, of all places, Egypt. Not just any foreign land, you gotta realize that, but the place that for the Jews epitomizes oppression, barbary, slavery. Remember Moses and the Ten Commandments, "Let my people go." Egypt is not a place that appears on the travel brochures for wealthy Jews at this time. Nobody wants to go to Egypt. It's a place of bondage. It's not a place of good news. And yet, of all places, that's where the angel says to go. In the middle of the night, go to Egypt. I suppose the good news is who would look for them there? And I guess that's probably one of the reasons why God chose it. The text glosses over their time in Egypt. We don't really know how long they're there. But we use your imaginations for a minute. How do you think they survived? Did they use the gold that was given them by the Magi? Did their families even know where they were? I mean, it wasn't like they could send a cable or an email. Did the families even know if they were still alive? And did the family care? We don't even know if they were on speaking terms with their family by the time all of this, right, has unfolded. Remember Joseph leaving town for the census with basically a woman who's pregnant with someone who's not her, you know, his child. I can imagine the families back home saying, "Don't marry that girl, she will lead you to ruin." Think about it. And here's the proof. They're penniless refugees in a scary foreign land known for their brutality. It's hard for us to imagine the plight of the refugee. Has anybody here ever been a refugee? But the news is full of refugees, are they not? Think about it for a minute. Millions around the globe understand all too well the plight of Mary and Joseph. It's removed from our experience. We can thank God for that. But there are refugees fleeing their homes all over from traditional places of safety. You know, the big ones, Darfur, Burma. How about Palestine? All kinds of places. You need to slow down and realize they were having a tough time. That would be an understatement. Where do we in our lives, as Christians, where do we get off thinking that our lives are going to be sunshine and roses? How can we get mad at God when life goes to pot? I mean, look at Mary and Joseph. Didn't Jesus have troubles from day one? And yet somehow we expect